Harper Audio presents The Second Gong, a Hercule Poirot short story by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
The Second Gong. Joan Ashby came out of her bedroom and stood a moment on the landing outside her door. She was half turning as if to go back into the room when, below her feet, as it seemed, a gong boomed out. Immediately, Joan started forward, almost at a run. So great was her hurry that at the top of the big staircase she collided with a young man arriving from the opposite direction. "Hello, Joan. Why the wild hurry?"
"Sorry, Harry. I didn't see you."
"So I gathered," said Harry Dalehouse dryly. "But as I say, why the wild haste?"
"It was the gong."
"I know, but it's only the first gong."
"No, it's the second."
"First?"
"Second."
Thus arguing, they had been descending the stairs. They were now in the hall, where the butler, having replaced the gong-stick, was advancing toward them at a grave and dignified pace.
"It's the second," persisted Joan. "I know it is.
Well, for one thing, look at the time." Harry Dalehouse glanced up at the grandfather clock. "Well, just 8:12, he remarked. "Joan, I believe you're right." "But I never heard the first one." "Digby," he addressed the butler, "is this the first gong or the second?"
"The first, sir."
"At 8:12? "Digby, somebody will get the sack for this." A faint smile showed for a minute on the butler's face.
"Dinner is being served 10 minutes later tonight, sir. The master's orders."
"Incredible!" cried Harry Dalehouse. "Tut, tut! Upon my word, things are coming to a pretty pass. Wonders will never cease."